This is a meditation on soul consciousness. In our times, we find that the activities of the world pull our attention and pull us out of ourselves. We find ourselves absorbed in the disturbing events of the world, in our schedules, in our breakdowns in relationships, in busyness, in politics, until we've lost our center. So with Raj Yoga meditation, we turn our attention away from the world for a few moments. We turn inside. We become introverted. And we find a whole world inside. The first thing we notice when we turn inside is often a restless mind. The mind becomes so distracted. And so with meditation, I ask the mind to become quiet. I say to the mind, slow down the thoughts. And I experience my thoughts becoming slower and slower until I feel that my mind has become still. And with a still mind, I can feel my breath. Quietly keeping a cadence of my life. From the moment I was born till the moment I draw my last breath, this quiet cadence will beat inside. I allow my mind to travel with my breath, and I give my mind a thought of peace. With each in-breath, I am a peaceful soul. And with each out-breath, I am at peace. And I do this for a few moments until the mind becomes silent. And with a silent mind, I find I am at peace. Most of us have a vague sense of the divine. We're certain that there's some source of life, that there's some source of goodness, but we're uncertain as to where that is, or what that is, or who that is. But once we know who we are, once we have a sense that we are light, that we are eternal, that we are souls. Once we can locate ourselves as the soul behind the eyes in the center of the forehead, then from that place, we can begin to know the divine. So let me become aware of myself as light, as a point of light behind the eyes in the center of the forehead, a soul, imperishable and innately good. A soul naturally filled with peace and love and happiness. And from this place, let me turn my attention upwards. And as I turn my attention up, I allow the focus of my attention to move silently and swiftly beyond this world to a place that I've known long ago. It is deep in my memory track that there is a place of light, a home for the souls, a place of complete stillness and silence. The world of light, the world of silence. And in this place, I sense the divine, a presence that I have known beyond memory. Here is one who is the source of life. Here is one who is the very source of peace and love, happiness, power. In the presence of this one, these currents, these natural currents, flow to me. And I experience belonging. This is one I've known from beyond time. Let me experience this sweet connection. The world needs us now. The world is so weary, so burdened, so exhausted. It needs our peace. It needs our love. It needs our happiness. And it needs our power. With Rajyoga meditation, I learn the subtle ways to support the world, the subtle ways to support souls. So first, I shed my awareness of myself as matter, of myself as a body, with all the outer world concerns. And I turn my attention inside. I face inside to my inner world. I become aware of myself as a point of light, a soul, resting behind the eyes. As a soul, I am innately pure, peaceful, loving, and happy. I experience myself to be filled with these qualities. And each thought and each feeling that I have in this state of soul consciousness becomes a vibration. So a thought of peace becomes a vibration of peace. An ocean of peace. A thought of love becomes a wave and then an ocean of love. And a thought of happiness becomes an ocean of happiness. With this awareness, I can serve and support all souls and the world and nature. So let me stabilize myself in this awareness that I am light. I am purity, peace, love, and happiness. And like a lighthouse, I allow these rays, these vibrations, these waves of these qualities to move out from me to the world, filling my own body, filling the room I'm in, moving out beyond to everyone I know, the places I know, and ultimately to people I've never met and places I've never been, embracing the whole world in this ocean of goodness.